Children who act out their pain, rather than locking it down, are often diagnosed with oppositional defiant behavior, attachment disorder, or conduct disorder. But these labels ignore the fact that rage and withdrawal are only facets of a whole range of desperate attempts at survival. Trying to control a child's behavior while failing to address the underlying issue, the abuse, leads to treatments that are ineffective at best and harmful at worst. As they grow up, their parts do not spontaneously integrate into a coherent personality, but continue to lead a relatively autonomous existence. Parts that are out may be entirely unaware of the other parts of the system. Most of the men I evaluated with regard to their childhood molestation by Catholic priests took anabolic steroids and spent an inordinate amount of time in the gym pumping iron. These compulsive bodybuilders lived in a masculine culture of sweat, football, and beer, where weakness and fear were carefully concealed. Only after they felt safe with me did I meet the terrified kids inside. Patients may also dislike the parts that are out, the parts that are angry, destructive, or critical. But IFS offers a framework for understanding them, and, also important, talking about them in a non-pathologizing way. Recognizing that each part is stuck with burdens from the past and respecting its function in the overall system makes it feel less threatening or overwhelming. As Schwartz states, "If one accepts the basic idea that people have an innate drive toward nurturing their own health, this implies that when people have chronic problems, something gets in the way of accessing inner resources. Recognizing this, the role of therapists is to collaborate rather than teach, confront, or fill holes in your psyche. The first step in this collaboration is to assure the internal system that all parts are welcome and that all of them, even those that are suicidal or destructive, were formed in an attempt to protect the self system, no matter how much they now seem to threaten it."